This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. Well, join me today for day 5 on the Colorado River. And it's my turn for the little inflatable kayak, the IK, again. And, oh, it's a nice day. There's some smallish rapids and nice riffles for me to enjoy as we leave our camp at Saddle Canyon and head to our first stop at Nankoweap. Now, you've undoubtedly seen the calendar pictures of the granaries at Nankoweap with a spectacular view of the next 5 or so miles downriver. What a great spot. We hike on up to the granaries, most of us, and lo and behold, German hikers, the first hikers we've seen since we started the trip. And they are more than grateful for a couple of cans of beer, as most Germans are. Next stop after Nankoweap is the Little Colorado River. And the Little Colorado is flooding pretty good and real muddy because there's been rains down south in the White Mountains. And here I'm thinking of my friend George, who passed away in 2001, my hiking companion in the canyon for many years. He was caught by a flash flood 9 miles up from the confluence of the Little Colorado River and the main flow, but his body was carried all the way to this location, and I leave a stone for him there next to the muddy water. We had expected to go a few more miles that day and camp at carbon or lava camps to take a two-night layover and a long day hike up to the west in the alcoves of the High Canyon. But lo and behold, a motorboat comes upstream and informs us that they're doing a fish survey at night. They're on the river with lots of bright lights and explosive charges generated electrically, and that if we choose to camp at carbon or lava, we probably won't sleep very well. This is kind of disappointing. So we camp a little short that night at a place called Crash Canyon, where in 1956, two jet airliners collided over the Grand Canyon. Thanks to that collision, the FAA was created to investigate, and little black box recorders became de rigueur in aircraft so that responsibility could be determined after those sorts of incidents. It's been a good day, a long day, and my friend who was injured on day 3 weathers it fine with a smile. She has the support she needs, and we're glad for that. Looking forward to seeing you in an unexpected campsite. This has been Arizona Trails with Eb Eberline.